Yeah, wasn't much, really.
How long to go?
Oh, till 11:30 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A little long, drawn out thing.
Yeah.
But it was,
How'd everybody do? How'd McGovern do?
McGovern did extremely well, really.
That's good.
He,
we want him to do well, you know, for...
What he did was someone wrote him an extremely good speech.
Mm-hmm.
It was very funny, some very good gags, and almost all of them at his expense.
Mm-hmm.
And a few, they were rather sharp, maybe a little bit too sharp, but and there were a couple at you and the Republicans and all, but it was mainly...
Well, they're supposed to be.
Mainly turned on himself. And the highlight of it was he said that he gave a little spiel about how people had criticized his $1,000 welfare plan and said they couldn't understand it. And he said he admitted he'd been a little confused about it too, but now he had it all worked out and he'd like to explain it since that was the opportunity. Then he went into probably a 3-minute or 4-minute thing that was just a marvelous sort of takeoff on Internal Revenue gobbledygook, you know, where he said, for those earning over $8,475 but less than $22,917, assuming that they're working more than 17 days a month, and you know,
mm-hmm.
gag like that, and that sort of brought the house down. It was very clever, very well.
Most of our people will not understand this, but this is exactly what I wanted to have happen.
I know it, so that he doesn't destroy himself.
We've got to keep him very much alive.
He got a very lukewarm reception at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Some people stood, most people didn't. But at the end, he got a good round of applause because he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd Bush do?
Bush did okay. He wasn't...
About what we expected?
Yeah. He was perfectly respectable and,
mm-hmm.
you know, didn't do anything bad. He is not a good gag man. He had some moderately good material, not really good.
How were the songs and so forth and so on?
Songs were, I would say, not nearly as barbed as they have been in the past. Everybody had the feeling that it was much more of a back to sort of good fellowship type thing instead of the...
Which it used to be,
sort of bitter stuff that it was before.
Yeah.
I sat next to old Mr. Brayman from Rhode Island, and
mm-hmm.
he was talking about how pleased he was. He's been in the gridiron 40 years, and he said this was back to the way it was supposed to be. And
they're trying to do that. That's good.
Apparently so.
Did you stay around afterwards at all?
No.
Yeah, that's good. That's always a bore.
No, I went over ahead of time, bounced around, hit all the things, but I left at the end.
How was the morale of people over there?
They're very good.
Speaking there.
Very good.
I think actually I'll be interested in this church thing, but I think actually that the morale of people is better than we run across here.
They had three POWs there, an enlisted man, Air Force sergeant, and an officer and a civilian
and a black
foreign servant.
The
guests though, they had the three POWs, and they introduced them at the end, and they got a. Of course, in a very extended, prolonged standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of that, the Gridiron said that they wanted to return to the tradition of the first bandmaster of the Gridiron, John Philip Sousa.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it would be appropriate under the circumstances tonight that we do that or something. And the Marine Band struck up the Stars and Stripes Forever. They had a huge flag across the back of the stage. And all the Gridiron members, the singers, came on wearing red, white, and blue Stars and Stripes hats and stood up there and sang a song about that we should return to the old flag-waving finale. And that kind of caught everybody up, too. They built that. Oh, you should know, McGovern at the start of his, or not, I mean, not the start, at the end, when he went to his serious thing at the end,
mm-hmm.
he said that he's supposed to be serious, but he said, fortunately... I can be joyful while I'm serious, because tonight, for the first time in 10 years, the Gridiron Club is meeting with the United States, not at war.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that some of us had hoped that peace would come sooner, and mm-hmm. others mm-hmm. felt that it was...
Now, part of this, part of this, as you know, is as a result of him and his people reading the tea leaves. I'm sure you understand that.
No question.
That's good. Right.
Well, when Agnew did his closing thing, he said something. He commended Senator McGovern for his well-thought-out, well-delivered address or something, you know. And he said, the only thing I can say is I am deeply thankful that he didn't find that writer until after the election.
Oh, boy.
Which brought a big laugh.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Well, that's good, though. That's a good thing.
And the musical and the songs, the McGovern song, of course, was the finale of the Democrat skit. And McGovern was an angel or a prophet or something in a white robe with a halo above him and carrying a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And he sang to the tune of They Call the Wind Mariah. He sang, and I was their Messiah. And
right. Well, it must have been a good show. Let me ask you, with regard to the gridiron, I called about a couple things. I think that with regard to the POWs, I noticed Perot is off and running, and he's already got a date of June the 2nd for a big thing in the heart of Texas, in other words, for Heart of America thing for the POWs, and with Bob Hope and all that, you know, and so forth and so on. We cannot allow that thing to get out of control, and if that's the case, we've got to go first, as you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think you can do anything about it?
Sure.
Why, with whom?
Well, we'll go one way or the other. Either change Burroughs, which is what they want to do, or move ours up earlier.
Well, that's what I was thinking, just move ours to the 28th of May, 1 month afterwards. We don't, the idea of it having to be on Flag Day, and that's a public relations gimmick, that isn't necessary.
That's right.
When you've got a great event, you don't need a day to put the event on.
That's right.
So my view is that I wouldn't horse around, though. You know how these people are. You'll get all the goddamn stars. Now, the other thing is whether or not his doing that thing will do in the Sammy Davis thing. Oh, well, hell, let him do that and let that be it. Maybe that's the best thing to do.
It may be.
That's a hard thing to handle, and let him have his day. Why don't we do that? Put him in touch with Sammy Davis and all those other people. Then we don't have to do the thing. But the main point that I want to be sure, Bob, is that we get control of this immediately and that somebody follows up.
Right.
I mean, obviously, we cannot go after they go.
Right.
We cannot go after they go, right?
Absolutely. We've got to turn that one back one way or the other. And that was the thing Reisner was concerned about.
I am going to move, since you've invited Reisner and the others, I'm going to move that affair for you know, the Ehrlichman thing,
cost of living.
The cost of living. I'm going to move it back 24 hours. In other words, they've got to. And then, if you can talk to John, get him and say that I'm going to just move it to exactly 3 o'clock the following day, Tuesday. Right.
Okay.
Now, and then tell him that since that gives him 24 hours, that what I want is that I want the departments to come in with their views as well as Mike giving them hell for what they're, you know, to say, tell them what to do. So,
right.
And that we expect each of them to come in with some positive things that they can do.
Okay.
And that gives them 24 hours more, which I think is a good idea anyway. I, over the weekend, you know, with the gridiron and the rest, I'm just not sure that they all will get their thing done, because I didn't meet till Friday afternoon, and I could see that I'd probably given them too much of a deadline. That way we'll leave the POWs open for Monday, and I have nothing Tuesday afternoon anyway, do I?
Right, no.
Right. Now, you've got the Buchanan to work for a book.
Tuesday night,
that's good. 7 o'clock. 7:30. Okay. It was still the proper thing for me not to be there, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No reason for
me. And it was the Republican skit was not, it was, it would have been bad with you there. They did it as King Richard's court, you know, overdrawn thing about that.
Well, I don't mind that. I just want to, isn't that part, but I don't, it isn't, as Henry said, it isn't well for me to be there with McGovern. Because it only allows him to get well, and as it is, nobody's going to pay goddamn bit attention to this except those that were there.
No, that's right.
And if they build him up, that's great.
And McGovern, the way it came off, McGovern did well. I don't think he'll come off as a smash hit or anything. And that, this is funny, I had quite a long talk with Robert Strauss, the Democratic chairman.
Yeah, before dinner.
No, it was after the McGovern speech, you know, when everybody goes out.
Oh, he's sitting next to you. Oh, yeah.
Right. No, it was outside, and then I walked out with him at the end also. But he is pretty blunt guy. He said, you know, you guys have the wrong view of McGovern. We were talking about his speech, and he said, you all think he's such an evil man. He said, there isn't an evil bone in his body. He's not an evil man at all. He is just absolutely, totally stupid. He said, he is the dumbest man I have ever met or dealt with. And he just went on.
Could be right. Well, at least McGovern never listened to anybody. That's right.
Yeah. Well, Strauss is a very blunt character. Had nothing good to say about McGovern.
Was Connolly there?
No. Connolly's in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Connolly song in the Democrat skit.
Was Beebe there? Did they have anything on him?
Yes, he was there, and they introduced him. And they
ran a skit on him, probably. That's why.
No, they didn't do a skit on him. They had
they had him in that dialogue thing.
Just
that got.
They ask people to stand up in the audience.
And then they go in and then they do
a little gag about it.
I know that routine. It's been done for years.
Lucy Winchester and Rosemary Woods and Beebe Rebozo.
Right.
And I forgot what the gag was.
Well, I know what it is. I know that thing, sure, that's fine. Find a little dialogue they have. Well, good, I'm glad they could all go. They probably got a kick. How many women were there? Just about 20?
Not many. You weren't really aware that there were any, or, you know, to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
They had Larry Brown there at the head table. Gave him a huge ovation. He got the biggest hand of anybody when he's introduced.
Larry Brown. Bigger than the POWs?
No. Oh, no. No.
No.
I mean, of the people around the, you know, introducing the celebrities. The POWs was a special thing at the end.
Sure. And that was a good number.
It was very big. And I think people came away probably feeling pretty good. They weren't very rough
That's
on
good.
Anybody. They gave
sure.
The Kissinger song wasn't bad. It was, they did it to Wunderbar.
Yeah. Why don't we have the, why don't we just move ours to exactly 1 month after the other one, Bob? Just to, rather than having it June the 14th, why not May the 28th?
That'd be 2 months, which is...
March 28th, right? You see what I mean?
April to May, yeah.
I mean, just get the... I understand. I just want to give you the leeway. You do it then, or...
Right.
But I think,
a good idea.
2 months afterwards.
That's a good idea. That's a logical time.
A logical time.
60 days.
And then...
60 days to release them, 60 days for them to
that's right.
get home and get
right.
settled, and then you have...
And they get the word out, and then they can have the other one on the second.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Because he's probably got the Astrodome and all that sort of thing.
Well...
But you see, there's one problem that concerns me about the POWs. You know how it is with all America football players and so forth. This is somewhat the same, but of course, it'll not quite the quite as bad. But people get tired of applauding heroes.
Yep.
They really do.
Yep.
And you know, they see them and all the rest. Now, if this is pissed away, it's just not good, and they shouldn't go running around. They get tired of their astronauts, for example. They'll get tired of these guys awful quick. You agree?
Yep.
And I'm sure Reisner and the others will realize it, but I don't want them to be tired by the time they get here. So I'd let Perot go forward on the Hollywood part of it and just leave it for him. Let him produce the whole damn thing. Don't you think so?
Well, we can't
keeps
do
us
it.
Out of it.
It's kind of a
that's right.
good thing to let someone else worry.
And let him do it in terms of what it would do. I mean, and we'll see if they get to the point whether I attend or anything. That's a question of what happens is whether they get national television and all the rest. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Very good.
All right.